Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition. We know you missed us edition of the one and only D1 Ignorant University podcast. It is your host with the most eating toast seeing ghosts. I have survived the vid, and I'm here to give you video audio content. Don't worry about the first word that I said. We'll get to that later. So, since I have survived the vid, I would like to introduce you to my family, my friends, my brothers from other mothers, the guys that I basically have to put up with for the rest of my life because, well, that's where I am at this point, and I can't make things up anymore. So, let me introduce you to the man known as the Diversity Hire. He is the best father I've seen around in at least the last 30 years, and I'm not counting my own nor Coop's. This man is also known as the White Shadow, depending on what side the sun is shining on that day. It is 73 degrees where he currently resides, and I'd like to say fuck him because of that. Ladies and gentlemen, our Diversity Hire, Jesse Dyer, what's good?
What's popping, bro? I'm surviving fatherhood. I'm on my own now. I'm off work. Shout out to all the single dads out there.
Jesse is out here living my dream of being a house husband. Man, one day I'm going to get there. And to my virtual right, we have the man that needs no introduction, but I'm giving one anyway. He's the most hydrated fellow around. Some people say he stays open 24/7, or in this case, sometimes just 7-Eleven. He is the man that is known to know that it is big boy season, but guess what? It ain't big boy season right now because it's too warm outside. Ladies and gentlemen, the Waterman himself, Big Coop.
What's up, y'all? What's up? And you know, Jamal's right. We only get November 1st through March 1st. But we're coming for you, niggas. We coming. But yeah, man, we finna have a good show. We finna talk this mess. In some type of way, I will squeeze LeBron in the conversation randomly.
He's gonna find a way. I don't know how. I don't know why. I know why. But somehow, some way, he's gonna find a way. So before we get into the start of the show, I do have a question for Jesse. This is diversity question 101. We need you to get this right to maintain your position.
Let's go. I'm waiting.
Jesse, it is 7 o'clock, and where is Usher?
He's cruising the street in his drop top.
Ah, that is the correct answer.
Yes.
That
is yes. What he does. Yes. Yes.
But I have a bonus.
It's crazy. I wanted to see along.
I have a bonus question for you that I do not expect you to get right. If you get it right, we will demote Eric to the diversity hire. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Who was Nelly sitting next to in first class?
I have no clue. Probably Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy always the first.
What does Soulja Boy have to do with this?
Draco.
So Jesse, you got no idea who Nelly was sitting first class next to?
I said Nia Long. That's my guess.
It's not a bad guess, to be honest with you. It's not a bad guess. Cool. You want to tell
them? Ah man, was it Kelly Rowland?
It was not. That is.
Oh no! It was in the music video. I remember that shit, bro.
This is why I question in on lyrics every now and again, because we got to make sure they know what they know. But the correct answer is first class, sitting next to Vanna White. If you want to go and take a ride with me,
yeah, like fuck, dog.
I would not have guessed that.
Remember they used to play that shit at Forum Roller World all day, son.
If y'all don't know about the Forum Roller World, hey, you had to be there. You had to be
here, man. Growing up in the Triple D.
Jesse, but that's fine. That was a bonus one. I wasn't expecting you to get that one right. But we can still demote Eric to the diversity hire if we really need to.
Who's Eric?
That is also a correct answer. So that is also a correct answer. So y'all, I guess we can get into the show. We can get things started, you know, since somebody's already been demoted. So in case y'all haven't known or lived under a rock for the last week or so, we are starting the NBA Finals and we are heading to Game 3 tomorrow. We're heading to Boston where the Celtics have basically let this series slip away and are really 4 bad minutes away from being down 2-0, but instead they're tied 1-1. I'm going to let y'all know how I feel right now. I said this before. I've said this for the past few years. I don't think Jason Tatum that guy. I don't think he's that guy. I said it. It has nothing to do with his talent level. I think mentally he ain't strong enough. I think mentally he's not there to be your number one guy. Because what happens when Jason Tatum isn't shooting the ball well, when the ball's not going in the basket, he seems so disinterested. Like, yeah, I get it. Game one, he didn't shoot well, and he had 13 assists. Yes, that's great. But he still didn't play good. He has too many turnovers. When he's not playing well, when the ball's not going in the basket, he finds a way to get the ball to the other team. And yeah, 90.
It's atrocious.
And Jesse, you're the basketball coach. Would you say 90% of turnovers are mental?
Yeah, you're just overthinking. Most of the turnovers are overthinking. Seeing stuff that you're not seeing. Trying to make a play when nothing's there, basically. That's what gets Tatum in trouble. He tries doing too much.
And a good chunk of his turnovers, I'm knocking up to pure negligence. Sometimes he's just a little too careless with the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say Tatum lost in that game in a way. Marcus Smart played like trash. He shot horrible from the field. I mean, you can't really give it all to Tatum.
Oh, no, no, I mean, no.
He was hooping in that first half.
It's kind of tough. Don't think I'm blaming Tatum solely for that loss. But what I'm just saying is, in most cases in the NBA, you go as far as your best player can take you, right? Jason Tatum isn't shooting well, he doesn't go into other aspects of his game that I feel like he should. And all of that I chalk up to, I don't think he's mentally strong enough. I don't think he's that guy. It's a controversial topic for me to say, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. When in doubt, I would rather have Jaylen Brown on my team than Jason Tatum. I said it.
That's tough, dude. I don't know about that, Jamal. I don't know about that.
Hated it, Dave. That was a bad take.
Hear me out. Hear me out. I'm not saying Jaylen Brown is a better player. He's not. That's pretty obvious. But you know what I know I'm going to get out of Jaylen Brown? He's going to play hard. He's going to give me what he's got. And even when the shot's not falling, he's still going to be interested in the game, which when it comes to Jason Tatum, I can't guarantee that.
Will Jaylen Brown be healthy, though?
I mean, hell, Jason Tatum's technically not healthy right now.
I don't know, man. Tatum's more healthy than Jaylen Brown. But Jaylen Brown's good, but he's not going to take it to the next level like Tatum is. Tatum's a superstar.
I didn't say he'd be my number one option. Just, you know, but I like his style of play.
You said you would take Jaylen Brown over Tatum, though.
To have them on my team, yes.
Exactly, if we're just,
but hold on, Jamal. If you're making that assumption, you're assuming that they're the leader of your team. Like, I mean, of course, neither is a bad choice if they're going to be like a number three.
No, I would say Jaylen Brown is definitely a number
two. Basically, you just said that you basically said you would take Kyrie Irving over LeBron.
Yeah. Well, Jesse found a way to introduce LeBron.
That's basically what you just said.
There you go, Jesse. Jesse got it in before I did.
Jesse got that.
Jesse, yeah.
Okay.
Jesse. Yeah. Jesse got it in. That's my dog.
That was
smooth. But, hey, enough for me. What do y'all think? What do y'all think is going on with this finals right now? Good, bad, indifferent. What y'all got? What's going on?
I'm gonna just say
the veteran team who's been there before is proven that they're the veteran team. The bad, I would probably say the bad is the inconsistency in scoring from the Celtics, right? You win one game, but Al Horford played out of his mind and Grant Williams chipped in, but you can't expect that every night. Like, you, like, between Tatum and Brown, y'all got to score 50 points automatically. Like, that's how this shit's got to go. The ugly, all them damn turnovers. And what's also ugly is these motherfuckers could potentially still win this NBA Finals with Jason Tatum setting a record of turnovers, bro. And he could win Finals MVP with the most turnovers in probably playoff history. Nigga, that's what's crazy.
I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to get this off my chest. Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you are sick of seeing the Jason Tatum / Kobe pictures on social media.
And raise.
Bro, I am so sick of it. I had to get that off my chest. I am so sick of Bleacher Report posting that dumbass shit on my timeline. Okay. What's crazy is in that first game, hooping they were in that fourth quarter. I went to bed. I said, oh, Golden State got that game. They came back and put it on. But you're going to need Al Horford's old behind to give you 25 to win a series. That is what's nuts to me. For Boston, you got two superstar players. Well, I wouldn't put Jaylen Brown as a superstar, but I would say second-tier superstar players against Golden State's watch Draymond's ass. That boy Draymond couldn't hit the ocean if he was on the boat. But this, it's a crazy series, man. It's all going to be about what your third player can do if you're going to win the series or not. Because if Draymond doesn't play well, they're not winning. If Marcus Smart or Al Horford's not playing well, they're not going to win.
Right. Well, and, I agree. Like, Marcus Smart's defense on Steph Curry, that shit got to be better, bro. Like, you can't be defensive player of the year, and this motherfucker got 20-something points and a half.
Yeah, but he had 21 in the first quarter.
And you the defensive player of the year. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad it didn't go to Rudy Gobert, but also I'm saying, man.
I don't know, man. It's super scary because Boston's getting by with Klay Thompson playing really bad. If Klay Thompson has one good game in the series, Golden State's got the series.
Doesn't he have to be a great game? If he has a good game, if he gets 18-6, Boston basically has no chance.
It's nuts, man. It's going to be a toss-up. This year's NBA's, like, just season's been crazy.
It has been, and I love the parody. As a matter of fact, Jesse, to piggyback off what you said, while we're talking about Tatum and Kobe and all this Bleacher and ESPN that want to post these pictures, allow me. I'm going to have to ruffle some feathers because I don't care, and I'm here to talk shit. This is what we do. All of y'all did not love Kobe Bryant before he died. He was not all of y'all's favorite player. Stop this. It's okay to honor the man, but y'all are overboard here. Y'all weren't this big of a Kobe fan. A lot of these quote-unquote Kobe fans, you grew up in the same era as me. Kobe was cool, but 70% of us, Kobe was not our favorite player. We're all, a majority of us were in the, I would say, how old were we when we fully understood what was going on basketball-wise? We'll say 04, 05, yeah. That made us 9-10 years old.
Like, I knew what was going on. Yeah, because the year before, I remember they got lost to the Pistons, didn't they?
Yeah, in 04. 04, lost to the Pistons. Yeah.
So that's when I started to become a little bit more, man, I know what the fuck's going on. I know why they lost the series. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I've seen so much of it since he died. And like, look, it's okay to honor a great, y'all didn't care about Kobe that much. Stop that. Y'all didn't care about Kobe that much.
Nah, people are trying to fly high, trying to jump over mountains, but everybody's just crashing and burning to get Kobe's legacy. Nobody liked Kobe that much.
No, nobody. Just.
Did y'all like that reference though?
Yes, I see what you did.
Yes. He's winning right now.
He is winning right now. So before we finish off with our NBA finals, Coop, beforehand, you still had Boston picked, and for reasons I thought Golden State was still going to win, and because I'm a salty Miami fan, I don't want Boston to win anyway. Do you stick with your convictions? Do you still think Boston got this?
Dude, I still think Boston in seven. I'm still doing Boston in seven.
Jesse, I never took a pre-series poll for you, but where are you at with this?
Hey, Golden State in six. Good. You want to know a crazy stat?
Yeah, lay it on us.
Boston hasn't won a home game in two series.
Low-key, Boston is 3-4 this entire playoffs at home.
I'm telling you, it's in Golden State's coming, so mm-hmm. I got Golden State in six.
And let's also not remember, Golden State really gave that game away with 4 or 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter in game one. They really should be up 2-0.
They really should, bro. Draymond went 2 for 15.
Bro, the fact that you can win and Draymond can still go 2 for 15 on certain nights.
Hey, and look, that goes to show you why Draymond Green will be on our next series of Pros versus Joes. We're going to bring it back. I don't know if Spike TV is still a thing, but damn it, we're going to make it a thing today.
I think they're it's Fuse TV.
It's Fuse,
I think.
Bro, who would you compare Draymond to?
In what?
In any sport. Name one Draymond type player in every sport.
Bro,
that popular sports. You don't have to damn tennis, but
one current player right now. I would have to say, I might have to go with, like, if it's somebody who's always getting burnt, probably like.
See, it's tough.
Damn,
it's a good question, right?
Because it has to be somebody who constantly gets whooped but still wins, bro. Like,
and talk shit.
I got it.
Oh. Who's this?
He's Kirk Cousins.
But no, Draymond wins.
Though. No, oh, damn, no.
Hold on. Hear me out.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
That's fucked up.
He's Kirk Cousins because is Kirk Cousins above average at what he does? Yes. Is he great? Is he great at this point in his career? No, but he's more than good. He's more than good enough to get the job done when he has plenty of help around him. Is Kirk Cousins a decent quarterback? Yes. Does it help? Is his success coming from having Justin Jefferson to throw to? Absolutely. So, be Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, bro. I was going to say Brian Cushing. This makes it Kirk Cousins.
Damn, right.
Man, you know what? Brian Cushing is a better one. It's a better one.
Why do we have to disrespect Brian Cushing?
Bro, Brian Cushing, bro. That is Draymond Green. Just a guy that's like roided up anger, but no, like for no reason.
Or you want to talk about roid rage, bro?
Hey, you know what? Things happen that we cannot explain. But you know what? We can explain the fact that Aaron Donald just got paid. He got another. He had an extension when he already had 2 years left on his deal, and he is now officially the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. But that's not even the most interesting part of what we're talking about. He signed to Donda Sports with Kanye. Now, I like some of the Kanye song, but what the hell does he know about sports management?
Well, it's just like with Donda Academy, man. It doesn't. My thing about Kanye is his method is, I got the bread and I got the drive. I can hire the motherfuckers who can work too.
So nobody caught that reference that I made? No, nobody caught that Kanye interview where he was talking about Gaga and Polaroid. Okay.
Yes, bro, we caught it.
Yeah, fam.
I captured it. I got you.
All right, Jesse, you got one more time. You got one more time, Jesse.
What the fuck does Lady Gaga know about camera?
Does Gaga know about camera? But yeah. Now, I'm not going to knock Kanye for, you know, starting his own athletic company and getting guys signed to him. But you know what I do find a little interesting, or at least in my book, you don't get points for signing someone who's already solidified. Like, bro, you that doesn't show me how good you are as an agent.
I would say this, though, if for your portfolio-wise as an agent, for this to be your first move and you to negotiate this, that's what they're looking for.
I mean, yeah, it's a status symbol at this point. Because it's like, oh, yeah, we also have Aaron Donald. But when I look at an agent, to me, it looks like, okay, who did you take from the ground up to become a great, to solidify yourself in this round? Like,
why does someone always have to get somebody from the ground up? Why does it always have to be that?
Because that's kind of what proves you're good at your job.
Yeah, I don't want to be good at my job. Maybe I just want to get the best person and then say I'm good at my job.
I mean, you can do that, but think of it this way. So when the big three formed in Miami, did anybody respect Eric Spoelstra? No. They were just like, well, you have LeBron and Wade and Bosh. You're supposed to be successful. I don't know how much coaching you really doing. And it took time for them to gain that respect, right?
I mean,
it's no shit you're a successful agency when, hell, you only got two clients. One of them's Aaron Donald, one of them's Jaylen Brown.
It'll be interesting to see what he gets Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is a very interesting, like, because, okay, you're going to give Tatum 2.5 for 250. All right, now, do we want to max out Jaylen Brown? That's where it gets tricky.
I mean, but that's kind of how the NBA is rolling right now, because you gotta have two max guys. And what successful team doesn't have at least two max guys?
You gotta give me a second to think about that one.
Exactly.
I mean, the Mavs, if you count them as being successful this year.
Yes, but now how many of those pieces are about to leave because you can't pay them all?
Hey, man, you gotta give me a second. I'm thinking, I had to think about that.
Exactly. Now, don't think of Max as guys that deserve it, but guys still had to get it because you got to pay them. That's just the way the league is working. That's the way salary caps work. Is if, look, Jaylen Brown probably does not deserve 180 mil, but he going to get it.
I can see him. If Tatum gets 5 for 250, I can see Jaylen Brown getting 4 for.
He'll probably get 4 for 160, 150.
I was going to say 180.
180.
Somewhere in that range.
And that's not bad for Jaylen Brown.
Like, that's not bad for him. That's not bad for your number two option at all.
Yeah, no,
not at all, man.
Chris Middleton, they never going to see that type of money.
Hell no. But see, that's just the way the game works. Like, we all understand.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, Jesse, what you got?
New Orleans don't have two, and they were pretty successful this year.
I mean, a first-round exit I wouldn't exactly call successful. I'd call it overachieving.
Hey, they weren't even supposed to be there.
You're right. That's why it's called overachieving.
I mean, you could argue that
all those years, never had two max players.
Right.
I just had to give me a second. I had to think about it.
I mean, but it's pretty well established. If you don't have a 1-2 punch, how far will you really get?
Like, I would say now, you talking about 1-2, solid 1-2 punches?
You have to have a solid 1-2, and your 3 has to be able to give you 12 to 15 on a nightly basis.
I mean, NBA is all about scoring now. So, yeah, that's what gets Utah in trouble.
I mean, yes, because it's the Donovan Mitchell show or nobody's show.
The fact that Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert argue with each other about being the primary, like, scoring option is fucking horrendous. why did Rudy Gobert woke up one day and said, yo, I should be the number one option on this team?
What he sounds like? He sounds like Dwight Howard in Houston.
At least Dwight Howard eventually matured and just shut the fuck up and played basketball.
But at least Dwight Howard could score. Rudy Gobert is just all he does is sit in the paint, bro. I mean, I could be defense player of the year if I was 7'3" and just sat in the paint.
And I don't know how the hell he has that many defensive player of the year awards. I'm officially boycotting the defensive player of the year category until Bam gets what he deserves.
Bro, you know, if Rudy Gobert wins one more defensive player of the year, that motherfucker is technically a top 75 player in the NBA. Like, it'd be hard to dispute that shit, bro.
It will. He'll be put in the same conversation as Rod, and he shouldn't be. But when you have that many accolades, you kind of can't deny it.
That's fine, bro. Because
Because then it's the thing, like, he got four defense. He would have four defensive player of the years. Fucking Mark Gasol has one, and LeBron has zero defensive player of the year.
So stupid, bro.
Like, during this era, make that make sense when LeBron was in Miami, how he didn't win a defensive player of the year.
Bro, the fact that he didn't win one in Cleveland.
Yeah, bro. Like, and we saw LeBron in the beginning of his career. That motherfucker was nuts, bro.
And LeBron should have at least five or six MVPs from Keeping It Buck.
Mason, you see how this turned into a LeBron conversation.
No,
real
I'm just
quick.
Saying, bro. That year in 2016, or what year was it? 2019. Was it 2018 or 2019? That year he took Cleveland by himself to the finals. He should have that MVP.
Facts. That's bro. That motherfucker. The finals graphic had Klay, Steph, and KD. This motherfucker had LeBron James, Kyle Korver, and Tristan Thompson. I'm like, what?
hold on. I don't know if I can give LeBron a Defensive Player of the Year award looking at these winners.
LaMarc Gasol? Are you serious? Are you serious, bro? They literally did that shit so LeBron wouldn't have one, bro.
Bro, I'm looking at the guys who have won the award since LeBron's been in the league.
At least one, bro. He's been in the league 20 years, and you tell me he didn't have one.
He probably deserved one, but you got to look at his early years. All right, his rookie year, 03, 04, Ron Artest. Yeah, Ben Wallace twice. 06, 07, Marcus Camby. 07, 08, KG.
Okay, no. Marcus Camby one is debatable. That one's debatable. Jamal, you couldn't even read Marcus Camby's name with a straight face.
Hold on. But it's debatable. But you can't say.
Marcus Camby won a defensive player. Oh, the league ain't shit, bro.
You can say in 06, 07, LeBron deserved defensive player of the year. There's no way.
But Marcus Camby was the best defensive player of the year.
Oh.
Look at Jamal's face, bro.
And the year after that, just look at it. KG in 07, 08, you kind of can't dispute KG. And then Dwight Howard for 3 years in a row from 08 to 11, that was his problem.
Those Orlando years were tough.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And 11 to 12, Tyson Chandler. Say what you want. Tyson Chandler was anchoring in New York. Anchoring in New York. Because we know Melo wasn't
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's Rudy.
Mark Gasol. Joakim Noah in 13, 14.
You got to be fucking kidding me. He wins the Hustle Award.
Bro, he was not better than Joakim Noah in 13-14 defensively.
Or they gave him that award because they were like, fuck, Derrick Rose is fucked. Like, somebody on this team needs an award.
No, yeah. Like Joakim Noah, they gave him just because he was aggressive.
Yes, bro! Jamal knows it too, bro! Look at that shit!
14-16, Kawhi. We don't argue. Okay. We can't argue Kawhi ever, pretty much.
He had the league in steals.
16-17 is Draymond. For that finals run, I give it to him.
Okay.
And then Rudy
Gobert and Giannis. No, I don't think Giannis has one.
I'll give Rudy Gobert his first one. But the second one, ain't no way, bro.
Bro, then for him to win a third defensive player of the year, Nah, fam. Now, Draymond has a good case. In that season, he could have won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Because that was fucked up. Draymond Green should have three Defensive Player of the Years instead of two. What does he have, two?
Yeah, he has two.
Yeah, bro.
No, actually, he only has one.
Okay, he should have two. He should definitely have two.
He should
because
have
two. Because that year, remember he was pissed because Rudy Gobert won that shit that year. And that was the big discrepancy, bro.
Then Giannis 19-20. I can't argue against that.
He's a great defender.
And then he won it again in 2021. Should have been Bam. Throwing that out there. Should have been Bam.
Ben Simmons should have won it that year. And here's what I'm gonna say why. I don't know why they gave it to Giannis that year. That made no sense. Ben Simmons should have won that award. Nah, bro. They cheated Ben Simmons out of that one. Because I don't think the voters just don't like Ben Simmons for all good reasons. They have it,
This is the one time I will not slander Ben Simmons. I would not slander Ben Simmons. And this year, Marcus Smart, and I'm still saying it still should have been Bam.
Marcus Smart.
You could argue Jaren Jackson Jr. I could argue Jaren Jackson Jr.
Nah, what gets him in trouble is he's the most fouls in the league.
Damn.
Yeah, he'd be fouling a lot.
I'm just saying, there's not too many damn centers that guard 1 through 5, and you're okay with them.
This boy Jamal is determined to get Bam a defensive DPOY.
What?
I don't think he will. To be honest with you. I don't think Bam will get one.
He deserves it, and I'm never going to stop fighting for that, especially after you get Holden gets defensive second team. That was some bitch. That was a bitch move.
I'll say this. If y'all get another score that's consistent and Bam doesn't have to score and all he has to do is like do that, like I would definitely say he should win it then.
Y'all want Donovan Mitchell.
Hey, look, I'm willing to give up some things for Donovan Mitchell, but Bam is not one of them.
What are you willing to give up? If they come to you and say, I got Donovan Mitchell, well, you got to give up?
It'll take Duncan Robinson. It'll take Hero.
And some picks.
Some picks. And we'll probably give them Omar Yurtsen because he's the best prodigy we have.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat, to be honest with you. Tyler Hero showed me nothing to do this year.
I mean, he didn't play this year. So he was just there to learn and – he's at that weird position where he's too good for the G League, but not NBA ready.
I said Tyler Hero. Who are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said Omar.
You lost to Tyler Hero.
Look, Hero, his draft stock is the highest. Stud. His trade stock's the highest it's going to be because he won Sixth Man of the Year. We'll see. But we have.
He can't, bro. He was getting cooked.
He was playing like
cooking him up, bro.
Jamal, that nigga was getting cooked, dog. He was cooking that nigga.
Hero played like a bitch, but we're not here to talk about him because we have more important things to get to. Because this is a scenario, especially today,
eating him alive.
Jesse, we have other things to get to. We're not here to talk about the Heat.
Hey, man, I know you want to talk shit about LeBron. I get to talk shit about your Heat.
You brought up LeBron. No one said a word about LeBron.
Yeah, my boy Jesse. Keep repping Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna wake up one day and be like, damn, Coop and Jesse was right. LeBron is the greatest basketball player of all time.
If we want to talk shit about what happened in the playoffs, you weren't there. You don't get to talk on it.
My academic hero was
Bro, LeBron went to 8 straight finals, bro.
Okay, that's what he did in the past. Right now, if he was not there.
He scored 30 points a game. And at the age of 40.
Don't y'all have a new coach talk to? We
got all these frequent flyer miles saved up because, I mean, we just went a whole decade without using them this time of year. So, Jamal, we might as well just use them.
Coop, I just want to know, do you still make sounds when you fart? Or has LeBron's dick just opened that hole wide open?
Hey, man. Our guy was playing basketball, not watching it. Jimmy Butler on the sideline drinking coffee.
I mean, LeBron was on the sidelines a lot this year since he missed 20 games and the playoffs. But we're not here to talk about it.
Here you go. It still made third team All-NBA, bro.
Yep.
And he still made it to the conference finals when you were sipping wine at home. Why do y'all keep on bringing this up? Ladies and gentlemen, let's see what happens.
And you watch the same finals he's watching.
Exactly.
Hold up. How do I mean?
Yeah, you watching the same finals he's watching. And Jesse, the crazy part was when they played him in the finals, what happened?
When you played a crippled team without our number one scorer and our
here we go. Jesse.
I don't know, bro.
Jesse. Hold on.
Isn't that the same excuse y'all made all year? Anthony Davis hurt. LeBron didn't play. Hold on. You can't have your cake and eat it.
Jamal, what is the saying in the NBA Finals? It's no excuse. If LeBron can't make excuses for taking L's in the finals, No.
But y'all made that same excuse.
I don't want to hear it, bro.
You made them excuses last year. So which one is it? You can't have it both ways.
Bro, the moment we signed Westbrook, we knew this season was going to be shit.
No. That's not what y'all was saying before. That is definitely not what y'all was saying before. Again, we have another topic to get to. LeBron's. Shut up. Take his dick out your mouth for a second. We have other things to talk about.
LeBron.
Lord, see what happens when you let wrong people on your show, ladies and gentlemen. The point of today is an interesting video surfaced today of an orangutan, you know, just grabbing somebody walking by through their cage at the zoo. I think this is
that orangutan folded, bro. He folded their ass up, bro.
So my question for y'all is, would you rather fight an orangutan randomly once a year with a sword, or a chicken every time you get into the car? Not everybody at once.
I gotta fight an orangutan once a year and I have a sword.
Yep.
Does the orangutan have a sword?
The orangutan is not armed. It is bare hand-to-hand combat for him.
I would do the orangutan with a sword. Now, the hard part about that is I got to have my sword on me 24/7 and expect the orangutan to come.
The sword magically appears on your hip whenever the orangutan spawns. Whenever he pops up, that's when you get your sword.
Okay. Now, can the orangutan pop up while I'm in my car?
No. The orangutan will only pop up while you are in an open public space and you are walking to wherever you're walking.
Okay. That's fucked up. If an orangutan come at you in the middle of the night, bro, hell no.
I mean, but you got to think about it. The other option is, all right, you got to fight a chicken every time you get in your car. Fighting a chicken's not that hard. But, bro, think of how many times you get in your car. Like, bro, you leave in the club and it's 1:45 a.m. You're tired and drunk. And now you got to fight off this chicken.
Bro, imagine trying to get to Roadhead and a chicken pops up. You got to fight that.
That's fucked up, dude.
Defend your car.
Damn. I don't. Bro, you imagine taking your shorty home from a date and you'd be like, hold on, I got to scrap this chicken real quick.
Man, oh. I gotta hold on, baby. I gotta fight this cock.
Oh my god. This is why we don't take Jesse places. Think about what if you just try to pick a girl up? What if you just trying to holler at her and take her back to the crib and you get her in the car, you're like, wait a second, did I fight the chicken? And then out of nowhere.
Bro, that would suck so much. Hey, man, you'd at least have a good meal afterwards.
But what if you got to the point where, like, you were so technique that you just do one punch in a certain area of the car and you knew you knocked that chicken out, bro?
But the chicken is not going to appear in the exact same place every time.
I'll take the orangutan, man.
Jesse, where do you stand?
You said you got to fight the orangutan once a year, bro.
Randomly,
bro, it's not scheduled. This sounds like the Peter Griffin episode where he has to fight that dude. <Easter. laughs>
No, bro.
I mean, essentially.
I mean, that's tough, bro. Because orangutans are strong, man. Oh man,
I fold your little ass up. Could you imagine a orangutan folding your ass up, bro?
Hey man, use the sword. Bro, get your sword skills up. Don't let him get that close.
You ever picked up a sword, though? You know how hard it is to swing a sword. By the time you swing that sword, bro.
Bro, you're going to swing it so slow because it's heavy. Your shoulder going to come out of socket because you ain't got no technique, bro.
You better get some technique.
I'm going to go to sword fighting school, nigga.
But you didn't think this through, though. You're going to be like 80 years old and you're going to walk up and it's going to be the day that you have to fight that damn orangutan. You're 80 years old. I'm fighting this chicken.
Bro, Jamal ain't man. Shit.
Hey, look, man, when it's your time to go.
Because you never know when the orangutan is going to appear, bro.
I'm fighting the chicken, bro.
What if you're like paralyzed from the waist down, bro? and was just fucked up and you were in the hospital, all of a sudden the door opens. The door opens. I was like, oh shit, nigga.
It's the orangutan and he bought his ones.
He said,
that's, you fucked remember, up, you bro. The first you paralyzed with the neck down, bro. It'd be like, damn, this motherfucker ain't coming all them years. I was healthy. God damn, bro.
Hold on. Now, this is happening once a year. This is not just once a lifetime.
If it's once a year, bro.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. He'd be like, you got me the first 40. He's still.
Bro, because think about it. An orangutan can keep his strength longer than a human can keep his strength, bro. There's going to come a point where you're going to get so old, orangutan will be like, yeah, bitch. Yeah.
And I'm going to make it even more interesting. So every time you kill the orangutan, the next orangutan that comes to fight you is that one's son.
Yeah, bro, I'm fighting the chicken.
So wait a minute. These motherfuckers are 1 year apart?
No. I mean, he has a lot of babies. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God, bro.
So you mean the person coming is going to have the vengeance of the rest of the family tree?
Yep.
Give mine, bro.
Yep.
But what if the orangutans get so smart that they pass down the lineage often of when, what if they precisely pick off when your sword comes on your hip?
Hey, that's a you problem.
That's what I'm saying, Coop. Y'all didn't think that through, bro. When y'all get older, you ain't gonna be able to fight this orangutan no more.
Bro, you gonna shoot that motherfucker, bro. Like,
no fire.
Always fight a chicken.
No guns.
Bro, remember like in Jeepers Creepers 2, when old dude set his ass right there with that big ass bow and arrow. It was like, I'm waiting. I'll wait 1,000 years for this motherfucker reappear.
Well, they have to keep waiting.
Jamal ain't shit, bro.
Hey, man, I don't make the rules. I just follow
Jamal, what'd you pick?
What?
What'd you pick?
Oh, I'm fighting the orangutan. I'm scraping it.
Y'all tripping, bro.
Bro, think about all the times you get in your car. Think of the times where, like, you think you left something in the car and you got to go look for it. Bam, you got to go scrap a chicken.
Bro, a chicken easy, bro. I can grab its neck, wring that bitch out.
Bro, you say that until it only takes one good peck for you to lose an eye.
An eye, bro. I'm gonna let a small-ass chicken near my eye. You're tripping,
bro. You gonna go to your car. It's gonna be like 12:30. You gonna be sleepy. Candace said, "Hey, I left something in the car. Go get it." You're not gonna have a choice, and you're not gonna be on top of your game. And bam, chicken pecks you in the eye. Now you have blood.
Bro, you talk. You gonna be taking a shit, and orangutan's gonna pop up. Then what?
I told you he only pops up in public. He only pops up in public.
But you can't make scenarios for me and then can't make scenarios for you. That makes zero sense.
What it does make sense because the scenario for you is anytime you go in your car.
But you're saying I'm gonna be caught off guard.
Are you fully attentive every time you step in your car?
Oh, most definitely. You know why? I have a childhood fear that Chucky the doll is gonna be in my car.
Okay, and we won't talk about my scenarios, but you want to bring up a demon doll.
Hey, I'm telling you real life scenarios that I am afraid of. That's why I'm fully aware.
Scenario.
I'm fully aware what's in my car.
All right, we're just going to leave this alone so Jesse can get back to him fighting Chucky the evil doll in his dreams. So we did have one final thing to talk about, and I'm giving the stupidity award of the day to Miles Bridges and John Morant for posting pictures of them holding lean. Now, it may not have been lean, it may just be in purple liquid, but the fact that it looks like lean is good enough. So, ladies and gentlemen, as a company that is mostly based over social media and the internet, allow us to say, you ain't gotta post everything on the internet, man. Just everything does not have to be put on the internet. It does, just. You're a father, you're a coach, and a teacher. How would you feel if one of your athletes did this?
Oh, God, bro, they get slapped. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing, bro?
Like, it's one thing that, all right, they're grown men, they're millionaires. We can't control completely what they do in the offseason. But, bro, be smart enough not to post it. Like, what? Bro. Why is this?
Bro, this new generation, bro, I don't know, man.
Why is this such a hard concept? The grass. Like, bro, whatever you do, stop self-incriminating yourself.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Miles Bridges is a free agent.
Damn.
This nigga dumb.
Bro, you know, bro, Miles Bridges had the blunt, had the joint in between the fingers and a cup of lean, bro.
Bro, you can smoke in the league, but like, don't post it, bro.
Bro, it's just why do you feel the need to tell people that?
That boy put a picture of the Waukesha in the cup, boy. God damn.
Man, you can only play basketball for so long before you gotta go get a real job somewhat. But bro, don't make your career shorter than it needs to be.
You gotta think, bro, the young dudes with that type of money don't see themselves 20 years down the road, bro.
Hey,
as long as I'm young, shit, I can still get a job. Wait, man, that shit stops.
Yeah, bro, he's tripping, bro, posting stuff like that. You know better. And you got kids following you on social media.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a D1 Ignite announcement. Stop being dumb. You ain't got to post everything. It can wait. I promise you, don't no one care that much. But we have come to the end of another show. How's it feel, fellas? It's been a minute.
Feels good, man. Feels good.
Feels great, man. Feels fantastic. Feels so better than Tyler Hero getting torched by Marcus Smart.
It feels better than LeBron not making the playoffs. And just for that, you don't get no final thoughts. So, cool. Final thoughts to the people.
Man, shut your hating ass up, man. All I know is Jamal should be grateful that LeBron went to Miami.
Right,
even though Miami had rings before that, but continue.
And my other last thought is, I'm tired of seeing dirty Air Force Ones and people acting like that shit is okay. And that's it.
Unfortunately, the LeBron dick writer has spoken. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for listening to another episode of the one and only D1 Indian University podcast. We look forward to coming to you semi-live whenever the hell I feel like it at this point. Because why? I can do that. So, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving LeBron. They made the playoffs and he still won't next year because the Lakers are ass. We out. Let's get it.
Jamal, how's it feel to be like Tyler Hero?